All right, guys, we're done with the test. Let's go on the mission profile.
A Homeland Security agent sits at a computer terminal talking over the radio to a pilot and sensor operator. He's on the second floor of a warehouse building on a naval base in the Texas coastal city of Corpus Christi. This is the nerve center for the Texas Border Drone Program, responsible for keeping an eye on the state's 1,250-mile border with Mexico, plus 350 miles of coastline. Another drone center is located in southern Arizona.
All right, if you want to step out and scan down to the river for a while, our next target is 20 miles away.
The agent sees the relayed drone images on a large flat-screen monitor. He's in constant radio contact with the pilot and sensor operator outside in a trailer outfitted with flight stations. The pilot controls a plane through a joystick, staring intently into a screen displaying ground images. The drones are kept in a large hangar next door. They look like high-tech gliders without a cockpit. Michael Kostelnik is in charge of the drone program.
Today, we form the world's largest law enforcement air force.
His fleet includes more than 270 airplanes, including 9 unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, commonly known as drones. They cost $18 million each.
This airplane got a 66-foot wingspan, 36 feet long, about 10 foot tall, and then internally carries the synthetic aperture radar.
Kostelnik can't stop raving about the amazing technology on these planes. From 20,000 feet in the air, they can zoom in so close to the ground that you can see footprints. The agency credits drones for leading to the arrest of more than 62,000 illegal immigrants, nearly 2,000 smugglers, and more than 800,000 pounds of drugs seized in 2010.
There's something over there. I just saw something move across the road there.
Back at the second floor operations center, agents scan several active screens, one displaying drone images, while others show satellite maps and the drone's flight path. After covering the Texas coast in minutes, the drone pilot switches direction over to the Mexico border. He spots something suspicious. Several people on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande jump in the water. It makes Border Patrol Administrator Hector Black perk up. But the live feed from the drone shows it's a false alarm.
Guys are throwing nets and stuff. Looks like they're fishing. We're going to move on, but we're going to come back and take a look at it here in a little while. But right now, it looks like legitimate fishing.
Assigned to the drone center, Black acts as a liaison between drone operators and border agents on the ground. After 2 decades working the line, seeing the drones work over the border is a revelation.
This is an invaluable tool that allows us to see for a different angle. It's a lot better to see stuff from above than on the ground. You can see it a lot easier. You know, this is great for the guys down there.
The intelligence sharing works both ways. Black gets a call from the McAllen Border Patrol Station alerting him to a possible smuggling attempt. He relays the information to drone agents so they can check it out.
Do they look suspicious to you?
You know, down here, I've seen them cross right behind the Border Patrol Station at daytime.
Operating these drones seems like playing a video game with joysticks and flashy graphics. But to the pilots and agents conducting the missions, this is very much real life. Tom Mason used to fly for the Navy.
This is really a fun job. Some of the missions, some of the things that you get to do, some of the chases, some of the things that you get to see. You take down either a boat or an airplane with a bunch of stuff in it.
Despite its growth, the drone program may now be going into a holding pattern. A Homeland Security Inspector General report this month cited the program for poor planning and oversight. Drones could be flying more than 10,000 hours a year, the report says, but so far, they've been put to use for only 4,000. Reporting from Corpus Christi, Texas, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.